The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report, and I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this 85-degree, clear sky, no chemtrail here in Central Florida on this 7th day of September 2017. Well, you know, I haven't talked a lot about this, but the Hurricane Harvey that came through here, Central Texas, and more specifically, Austin, north of Austin, in Round Rock area here, Williamson County, we got off easy. Harvey came blowing through, took the Texas two-step, backed up a little bit, and took another run at Texas. And, well, the stuff that has gone on in Houston, Galveston, down on the Gulf Coast, it ain't pretty. And look what's happening. Irma is heading for Florida right now. And it, I know somebody who lives in Florida, and I sent them a heads up. And I said, prediction, my subject matter in the email was simply prediction for God's waiting room. And I got a cursory thanks back, and that was it. But at any rate, this thing is going to probably be category 4, if not 5, depending on which way the wind blows and where it turns. It's Florida screwed. let me just put it to you that way. And yes, folks, it has occurred to me, are these hurricanes being engineered? Well, I don't know that they are, and I don't know that they're not. Now, isn't that hell? You know, we went, how many years, Mike, was it we had no hurricanes at all? 12 years? None. I'm sorry? Nothing over 3 and higher for 12 years. And I have no idea what's going on here. Oh, don't you just love pop-ups? Isn't this great? Isn't this wonderful, irritating advertising they're doing now? Yes, just trying to turn a buck, I understand. But shut up, I'm in the middle of something here. But it's been devastating. The Harvey deal, I mean, we're not, Houston's still draining, man. There are areas that are still flooded out. The oil refineries centered in Louisiana and Houston. You've been paying attention to your gas prices at your pump. It's up to $2.65, $2.70 here in Central Texas. And before this aberrant weather was going on, it was down around $2. So it has impact all over the place. And just from Hurricane Harvey, there's been 1 million cars destroyed. And I'm not talking just wetted up a little bit and banged up. No, I'm talking 1 million cars have been destroyed in Texas. And it's devastated the area surrounding Houston, the nation's fourth largest city. and a catastrophic record-setting flooding. The storm has taken the lives of 60 people in 11 counties, with roughly half of the fatalities in Houston's Harris County. Now, beyond the human devastation, Harvey has wreaked havoc on business in the heartland of the U.S. oil production, and it'll have lasting impacts on the economic landscape, burdening oil services companies, insurers, and automakers. Now, here's a running list of the damages and the estimates since Hurricane Harvey hit over a week ago. In terms of the overall damage, Harvey could rank among the top the costliest storms to hit the country. Now, we did have Superstorm Sandy in 2012 that tallied up $73 billion in today's dollars, ranking second most costly behind Hurricane Katrina 2005. That one rang up a toll of $118 billion. Well, Moody's had said that total losses from Hurricane Harvey will come in between $45 and $65 billion, with overall U.S. economic losses between $6 and $10 billion. Enrique research suggested $48 billion and $75 billion. J.P. Morgan analysts said Harvey would rack up $10 billion to $20 billion in insured losses. Hurricane Katrina cost about $50 billion in insured losses. Old Warren Buffett of Berkshire Hathaway said that there'll be a lot of uninsured loss, and that has a real effect. It destroys wealth. If there's $100 billion or something of uninsured losses, that's real wealth that's lost. I mean, folks, there are people. Secretary was just telling me that she knows somebody that had a one-story house that this November they were going to jack their house up and put it on stilts. Well, what'd she say? Your dad's cousin. Thank you by way of you. It's a little bit too late. Their one-story house is gone. Goldman Sachs predicted property damages in the range of $30 billion. So, was it the costliest here? Maybe not ever. But what is one of the things, if you're tight on money, have you ever done this? Have you ever drove your car around uninsured? Because you either missed a payment or you had something else to pay and you went, I'll just be careful for 30 days. I personally think if nobody had insurance on their cars, there'd be a whole lot more people who would be more careful drivers. But that's not practical. But, it's in a weakened economy. You know, we're talking about bricks and mortars and boards and nails and stuff. Well, that's stuff. You know, the earth is a very dynamic place. It's always changing, moving and grooving and doing its thing. And sometimes we lose. But that's life. That's the way things are. But some people have literally lost everything. And they're not rolling in money. And with the stinking economy the way that it is, you know, it's just... It's just going to be devastating for a whole lot of people. So, Florida, God's waiting room. Steve Elkins, if you're listening today, what you going to do? This is Florida. And for the people down in Florida, I'm always hesitant to do this because... I don't want to piss people off and their pride for their state or whatever else. But I hate Florida. And the reason I hate it is when I was a while ago and tied up with the family stuff down there in Fort Myers. Oh, what an attitude and a different world it was. It was like Jimmy Buffett, mix the drinks in the blender attitude down in Fort Myers. Got the beach, got the tourists, And nobody gave a damn about anything. I would sit and talk to people about things that I thought that other human beings should know, and they would blow it off. And I hated going down there. And then the second thing, right behind that that I really didn't like is the damn heat and humidity. And folks, it rains every freaking day in Florida. You're not getting away from the humidity. You get 90, 95 in Florida and it's 100% humidity, you're one miserable puppy. Just walk outside and you'd burst into a ball of sweat. But they're going to get in the God's sandbar down there, and that's all that Florida realistically is a big peninsula, a big sandbar. And there's not a whole lot of elevation down there. Now, they're predicting that this Hurricane Irma, they're predicting storm surges maybe 15, 20 feet. I've heard higher than that. Their predictive models have got it hitting right in the center of the Florida Peninsula in the south and moving right up the state. But there's also a European model that's suggesting it's going to miss the Keys and take a right and go right up the west coast. Well, either way that it happens, it's just a matter of degrees of how hard they get hit and how much rain and wind damage is going to take place. But, folks, it's the one thing about Florida that always bothered me. Hurricanes. And there isn't a damn thing you can do except pack your stuff up. Unless you are absolutely bulletproof down there and you got your house on steel stilts and embedded in the 8-foot columns sunk way into the ground and, you know, your house is hurricane-proofed and you get the idea. Strengthened beyond belief. But, hey, this is the kind of stuff that's going to happen. Our dear friends, the Red Cross, I don't know if you folks remember when I had Vince Finelli on, and when they had this tornado that ripped through Missouri, Red Cross showed up. He was pounding around with some legislator guy. They went into a devastated, hard-hit area. They wanted to lend assistance, and Red Cross says, "Hey, we don't need your help. Get out of here." Well, the Red Cross, and you've seen what's happened. It's, if it's not the NFL, it's your talking head on whatever network. Oh, donate to the Red Cross. These people are some of the most corrupt, tilted people you'd ever want to see in your life. You know, there hasn't been a full audit of and their past activities of the Red Cross, but let's just put it this way, folks. They're real top-heavy in salaries, in luxury, and stuff that they buy for themselves. And I've always told people, if you're going to donate anything, if you're going to donate to a charity, a nationwide or recognized charity, Salvation Army. Salvation Army gives up almost all of what it gets in. It keeps enough for their overhead to keep their operation running. But I would term it as being the only really true organization that's been set for disaster and relief effort. That's what I want to do, is make the Red Cross even richer. I mean, folks, we got to have a rearrangement of the thinking of people in this country. I mean, we really do. There was a story about one Texas woman. She brought in 400 hamburgers to help hungry Harvey victims. And the Red Cross, it was a couple, a man and a wife from the Red Cross, said, "Hey, we don't need you here. Take your burgers and get the hell out." The story goes the Texans suffered greatly under the Hurricane Harvey's aggressive landfall, with many people being left homeless, stranded, or left with no basic necessities such as food and or water. To aid the victim was a woman who brought in a total of 400 hamburgers to the site and divided them to locals isolated from the rest of the people. I mean, they were really on a mission to feed some hungry people. This, however, didn't seem appealing to the Red Cross, which decided to call the woman out on bringing the food there in the first place. And what they did next represents a pure absurdity at its best. Lindsay Scott was able to bring in 400 hamburgers to those affected by the heavy floods with a little help from a pilot who volunteered to help out. Well, Scott, a Texas-born, was appalled to learn what the Red Cross had in store for her, saying their treatment was hostile, to say the least. Red Cross was not there at 6:30 a.m. when we got there to find we had no food to serve the hundreds of evacuees that had sat on a bus all night, and some who had not eaten in over a day. They were not there when the sun came up, and these people woke up hungry, angry, tired, scared, and frustrated. Imagine the thoughts that would be running through your head. You don't know where your family's at. You had to evacuate. You don't know if your home's gone. All your personal little trinkets and baubles and things that we collect unto ourselves all our entire lives, gone. There's a million and one thoughts running through your head, and ain't none of them good. And on top of that, being hungry as hell. To have clowns like this from the Red Cross act this way, well, they did not see them fighting over donuts that our friends and family answered a call to bring at 7 a.m. They did not see the tears over dehydrated babies while we worked to arrange the delivery of Pedialyte and baby formula. They showed up hours later when we already coordinated the delivery of food and supplies with our local community members who came out in droves, folks. You know, this was an exercise, and your damn life matters, and I didn't give a crap what color you were. You were a neighbor in distress. Yeah, how many of these Black Lives Matters organized down and helped the people in Houston? They don't give a crap. They're on a political diatribe to flip the country. The Sky Hope Network, through our wonderful state representative, Dade Phelan, I guess his name is, after just a single phone call, and the reason they didn't see the... This is kind of a convoluted story. I'm trying to pick my way through it to make it sound halfway right. Whoever wrote this is not a writer. I guess it was the people that were actually involved in this. Here was what they got back from this couple. I said, I don't care they weren't there, you know. These supplies and donations were made by our local community members and the Sky Hope Network, not the Red Cross. And the Red Cross wanted them all shipped to their warehouse for processing and distribution. Folks, it's a hamburger. You're going to ship it to a warehouse for distribution? This is the bureaucratic mentality. This is what we witnessed with Katrina. My God. I mean, you had people floating around, literally floating around, dead bodies. You had old people sitting in wheelchairs, dying, literally. And it was an effort for the government just to get water in there. Really? And when you think about this, it is the locals down here in Texas that did the bulwark of the rescuing. We had our friends from Louisiana come in, the Cajun Navy. Well, this time around, they wrangled in the Cajun Navy and used them as an asset the first time that the Cajun Navy came to the nation's awareness was here's guys were showing up in airboats, boats, you know, big monster trucks that stood 10 foot out of the water with the big tires and you had to have a ladder to climb up in them. They brought everything they could. And they weren't really paying attention to the authorities because they were asking them to do some really stupid things while this is a real-time event. People are in distress right here, right now. But this time around when the Cajun Navy came in, they were kind of wrangled in by government officials. And I don't like that. I really, really don't like that. I like spontaneity. I like the creative thought. We got a massive problem here. What can we do? And just do it. Don't ask for permission. Don't sit and have committee about it. Don't debate about it. And sure as hell, don't send 400 hamburgers to a warehouse. Apparently, the Red Cross, they don't like to do local distribution. And they've said this. We need these things here locally now. And we'll refuse to turn away anyone who came on foot or by any other means. Well, Red Cross kept telling them, you got to go. Well, I got a message for you, Red Cross. I think it's time for you to go. Support the Salvation Army, folks. Don't keep giving these dollars to these asshats.
likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
We are back. John in Michigan. Hello, John. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good, John. And yourself?
We're high and dry, at least, under sunny skies.
Oh, that's beautiful. We've got some rain here. I think we're getting all the residual from these hurricane factors. But you brought up the Red Cross. Len Horowitz, Dr. Len Horowitz, wrote about them in 202. His website was reddoublecross.com, but I looked for that, and the only I had to do a search on Red Double Cross, and that came up with a rent site. But the article I'll be sending to you, but it's a great expose about that great organization, and would recommend everybody to check it out because they are the gangsters,
and it's the one that's always being plugged. I mean, I found this amazing. I didn't see any other charitable organizations being pushed except the Red Cross. You know, and it's like, yeah, I know who you people are, and no, you're not my choice. You know,
well, he takes it back to 1881 when they started it, and it's a great, great presentation. So the Red Cross is not good.
No, it is not. It is absolutely. And again, after looking at this for a number of years, I mean, it's been an idle curiosity for me just looking at these people that take cash donations and what they do with it. You know, I've watched the goodwill grow over the years. Now, all the stuff that they get, they don't have to buy it. They just take it in, do the repair to it, or if it's serviceable, they put it back out, and you know, the general public can go in there and buy stuff for pennies on the dollar. You know, that's something. That's providing a service. That's keeping handicapped people employed and whatever else. But I don't even know. I haven't gotten into the guts and the innards of Goodwill. God knows where they're at now. It seems like anything that was once good in this country has a tendency to get somewhat corrupted and taken over by greedy-ass people.
Well, the Goodwill, they take all the good stuff and put it on the Internet. They've got that racket going. But the Rockefellers were involved with the Red Cross, real fine people. But one thing you brought up, too, about the hurricanes possibly being manipulated, you've probably heard of Dane Wigington before.
Yeah, we just shot him an email today, and I've emailed him before. He's a very hard guy to get a hold of.
Yep. Do you have his phone number?
No, I don't.
Well, I'll send it to you.
Thank you. I'd appreciate it.
But he was on, and he was talking about the graphs that they have that show that it's being manipulated. It went through the Virgin Islands and was bumped off of that with their Navy has a base down there. And this, folks, is a technology that I was speaking to a gentleman who was in the Navy back in the early 2000s. We were looking at some spray aerial chemtrails that were up in the air, and I asked him if he knew what those were, and he didn't, so I did some simple explanation. But he goes, oh, yeah, he said, when we were in the Indian Ocean off in New Zealand, Australia, he said, whenever a cyclone, which is a hurricane, would come towards our island, we would just kick up our transmitters and bump it away.
Wow. Well, you know, we were talking about this today, and I have not spoken a lot about this. And, yeah, is there a possibility that these things are being guided? I don't know that they can actually start them, but can they guide them? Well, HAARP, what does that do? It heats the atmosphere, changes the course of upper-level winds and does all this stuff. Yeah, I know all about that. But I was talking to the folks here at the network today, and I said, you know, I have a tendency not to dive down too many rabbit holes that these clowns are able to do because they've got their fingers and screwing with everything. And what we need is an honest government based, once again, on the Constitution with good people acting as statesmen to actually represent the people. And I said, guess what? All this crap just up and disappears because honest people will do the honest thing. If you got crooks and criminals and ne'er-do-wells and manipulators and liars and thieves and murderers and all that stuff, guess what? You got the townsfolk riled up. These people don't last long. So I have a tendency not to dive down these rabbit holes and go too deeply because, well, quite frankly, you know, what good would... I mean, there's so many things, John, so many things that these people are controlling and manipulating.
Right, well, I remember what in the world are they spraying and why are they spraying? They talked about betting on the Chicago Mercantile for crop failure and other things and making millions off of that.
Yeah.
Dane said that Harvey was manipulated, too, through all of the technology he has developed over the years. So it would be great to have him come on and explain.
Well, send it over to me, John. I got a break. Thanks for your call.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains suntein and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I know, I'm back. Thank you, Kaz, for sending us over. It was the story about the American Red Double Cross by Lenny Horowitz, and I'll get to that in a second. I haven't spoken to Len Horowitz in over 15 years. He's still around, I take it. George in Texas. Hello, George.
How you doing, John?
Hi. What's on your mind?
Well, I could say one thing. I'm down in Brazoria County, Texas, and instead about the historic Brazos River, you got the historic Brazos Great Lake.
Okay, you're gonna have to run that You're gonna have to run that by me again because I didn't catch a damn thing you just said.
I'm just saying, down in Brazoria County, Texas, looking at the Brazos River, it looks like the Brazos Lake.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Or. Where cattle used to graze and horses used to roam is all underwater right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like we're down south of Houston, so we're still getting the main crest of it, of the rivers. And
okay, so you are in the Houston area. Well, George, that would have been a good thing to tell us. So you're still in the middle of the swamp.
Yeah, with mosquitoes.
With mosquitoes.
Yeah. Anyway, but, you know, about the Red Cross, I remember after 9/11, I lived in Florida, I remember Tropical Storm Gabrielle, or Hurricane Gabrielle, slammed in on the Gulf Coast, and a tree fan fell on my house. This is like 5 days after September 11th. And, you know, I had an 18-month-year-old son, wife, and our home was condemned, and we were homeless, and we had to rent a $150 a week cigar box and a hotel dive. And the Red Cross is in there going, well, you can get a place for 1 month, but, you know, they sort of gave me a voucher for something. But, you know, it's more like for a one-month lease. They didn't talk about, you know, security deposit and all that stuff. And it's like trying to get the help from the Red Cross is like pulling teeth. But then I was getting pissed off when I was reading about in Manhattan where the World Trade Centers came down, the Red Cross is cutting $15,000 checks to people who live near the World Trade Center. These people could afford to go someplace else. Yeah. Why do you need to help from the Red Cross?
So you went from God's waiting room down in Florida that you got wiped out, and then you went to Houston. Now, how did you fare this time around?
Well, I was in the hospital. I had a severe bladder infection, and I watched from the from the 24th floor of the hospital, seeing the Coast Guard and the U.S. Army and everybody doing rescue operations. So
okay, but you had a hidey hole someplace. How did where you were living fare?
Oh, we didn't. We were unscathed.
Really?
Yes.
Lucky you.
Yeah, because about 3 weeks before, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers came in and sort of like redone the drainage ditches. So that was a big help.
Hmm.
So
well, we got this tendency to live on nature's floodplains, and that's called coastal areas. I mean, people just love to be near lakes and rivers, and that's all that's great, and it's wonderful when the sun's shining and the birds are singing and the butterflies are flapping and all that's good. But, you know, we never look at, you know, what nature can do and what it does on an irregular basis, but it isn't foreign to us. It's not unknown to us. And, you know, I was always kind of fascinated that people would like to go to these beautiful scenic areas that are more subject to flooding. I mean, down here in Wimberley, a couple of years ago, we got heavy rains here in Texas for 200 yards on either side of that river. I mean, it was just absolutely wiped out with hundreds and hundreds of homes. That's because people wanted to live near the water and have the nice scenery. Well, it comes sometimes at a price.
Well, I checked out where a home where I lived, and I'm like 50 feet above sea level, which
well,
is light.
Yeah, you may, well, once bitten, as you were in God's waiting room, known as Florida to most people, yeah, you were on the lookout. All right, well, George, I appreciate you sharing that.
All right, thank you, John.
All right, sir. And Dr. Len Horowitz, which I said I haven't seen in years, he said the American Red Cross, or referred to as ARC, which is, never heard it called that, and that's an acronym for it, is widely considered a great American institution. It's generally thought of as among the world's premier humanitarian organizations. And clearly, almost everyone thinks of it as a life-saving agency, and most people know this non-governmental organization to be heavily dependent upon blood and a currency generously donated by the American people. But what if all the above is untrue? And what if you think you know about the American Red Cross, and it turns out to be a ghastly, nauseating lie? So my name is Dr. Leonard Horowitz. What I'm about to share with you is deeply disturbing, yet potentially life-saving. The American Red Cross is not what it appears to be, and I urge you to continue reading so you can learn what ARC really represents. He says, let me begin by telling you a bit about myself and about my bias. For the past 10 years, I've been conducting health science for the U.S. government, cover-up investigations as an independent, Harvard-trained, award-winning medical journalist and internationally recognized authority in public health. To briefly summarize my training, in 1977, I received my doctorate in the medical dentistry from Tufts University in Boston, later received several advanced degrees, one in public health from Harvard. I joined the faculties at Tufts University and Harvard. I directed an alternative health center for more than a decade. In the early 80s, the Associated Press featured my work as a trendsetter. My clinic integrated dentistry with general medicine, acupuncture, chiropractic, nutrition, massage, homeopathy, and other alternative methods of healing. Between 1990 and 93, I personally trained nearly 30,000 healthcare professionals in dental and medical infection control, according to OSHA standards. At that time, I was the chief professional advisor for the largest dental and medical catalog supply company in the world. In 99, I won the prestigious Author of the Year Award from the World Natural Health Organization. For my 10th book, this became my first bestseller. It is called Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola. Government health officials have said this book is largely responsible for America's rapidly growing anti-vaccination movement. The blood banking industry is meticulously explored here as well. For my work in exposing the global military medical industrial complex, I've been christened the King David of alternative medicine versus the omnipotent Goliath of slash burn and poison medicine. Suffice to say, I've been extremely critical of petrochemical, pharmaceutical, blood banking industrialists for suppressing more information than they have ever been telling, including potentially life-saving information that could stem the rising epidemics of cancer, autoimmune disease, and much, much more. In the wake of September 11, 2001, on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, unlike most Americans, I was appalled by the outpouring of support, not as much to the families of the attack victims, but the American Red Cross as a go-between. Based on the information and documentation I published in Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola Nature, certain individuals that control the ARC are, in fact, as much to blame for the terrorist attacks on America and America's new war as Osama bin Laden and Afghanistan's Taliban government. Now, a lot of things have come to light since then. But before you call me crazy and junk this premise entirely, so let me explain by giving you a little background on the people who run the American Red Cross. Founded in 1881 by the American humanitarian Clara Barton, the American Red Cross, officially named the American National Red Cross, was first chartered by the U.S. Congress in 1900. A second charter, still in force, was granted in 1905, not long after. However, John D. Rockefeller pirated the entire blood banking industry, along with the administrative leadership of ARC. This quintessential coup d'etat represents more than a glorious economic opportunity. The takeover of ARC and the entire blood industry was apparently required to fulfill a far more sinister, even occult-linked, he claims, political objective, eugenics management for a racially purified planet. To begin with, during this time, John D. Rockefeller and his associates were making a concerted effort to control the entire field of medicine in America during the 1890s. The Rockefeller interest in medical education and scientific medicine were spearheaded by Frederick T. Gates, John D. Rockefeller's investment manager. 1901 saw the founding of the Rockefeller Institute for Medical Research. In 1902, Rockefeller's General Education Board was founded with a mission to annihilate the causes of racial discords. This agenda was clarified 2 years later with the publication of Rockefeller's Occasional Letter, number 1, in which he detailed his plans to mold Americans to his concept of perfect human nature. This, he claimed, it might be best accomplished by destroying parental influence, traditions, and customs while reducing national intelligence levels. In 1904, the Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory, home to today's Human Genome Project, was built on the estates of John Foster and Alan Dulles, the lawyers for the Rockefeller Standard Oil Company. The Dulles brothers, who openly professed Rockefeller's racial hygiene doctrines, later directed the U.S. Military Office of Strategic Services, or the OSS. And after World War II, the CIA, Charles B. Davenport, constructed the Cold Spring Harbor facility to provide a home for racial hygiene research, what was then called eugenics research. The first racial hygiene laws in the world evolved from investigations and reports issued from there. The Rockefeller and Averill Harriman, America's wealthiest oil and railroad magnate, invested more than $11 million on an extraordinary fortune at the time in funding this facility. Soon thereafter, in 1909,
the first genetics laboratory was established at the Rockefeller Institute and directed by Dr. Phoebus Aaron Theodore Levine. By 1907, medical education had been mostly monopolized by the Rockefeller Consortium, and that year, the American Medical Association advanced its medical education rating system, effectively eliminating, by 1918, approximately 600 of the initial 650 medical schools. Through Rockefeller cohorts and the Andrew Carnegie Endowment for the Advancement of Teaching, Abraham Flexner, who appointed to survey medical schools throughout America, this led to the infamous Flexner Report that vilified every alternative to drug-based medicine. The Rockefellers' political control over this American medical coup was clearly reflected in Flexner's family relations. Abram Flexner served on the Rockefellers' General Education Board. Abram Flexner's brother, Simon, headed the Rockefellers' Institute of Medical Research. Simon's brother, Bernard, later joined the Board of Trustees of the Rockefeller Foundation after he helped found the political powerful Council on Foreign Relations. In 1910, following the death of Averill Harriman, who presided over Yale's infamous secret society, Skull and Bones, his widow donated 80 acres of estate property to establish the Eugenics Research Association at Cold Spring Harbor, New York, along with the Eugenics Records Office. The following year, social Darwinism subscriber John Foster Dulles revealed his desire to help develop a super race. He exclaimed that by eliminating the weakest members of the population, a pure Aryan race might be created. According to several reputable authors, the Dulles brothers directing Rockefeller's management group and law firm at Sullivan and Cromwell on Wall Street later administered the American affairs of IG Farben, Germany's leading industrial organization linked intimately to Hitler and rising Third Reich. The Dulles law firm also directed U.S. business affairs for Fritz Thyssen, Hitler's primary financial backer. Thyssen later introduced Alan Dulles to the rising Führer, after which brother John negotiated loans for the Nazis. Now, all of this activity foreshadowed in 1928 Rockefeller financing of Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Eugenics, Anthropology and Human Heredity in pre-Nazi Germany, Ernst Rudin. Hitler's chief racial hygienist was given authority over the institute principally funded by the Rockefellers. Now, according, I don't know why the hell he's diving into the Hitler thing so much here, but at any rate. In my 1999 book, Healing Codes for Biological Apocalypse, I shed more light on these shadowy figures of eugenics history. Now, he goes into the secret society known as the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry, published his accounts of more than 1,000 cases. His book was used in 1939 to rationalize the murder of mental patients and various defective people. I don't know what the hell this has to do with the... this is more of a rant on Adolf Hitler than the Red Cross. But thanks for sending it over, anyhow. Yeah. Lenny. Got time to take a few phone calls here, 800-313-9443. Let me get back to our homepage here. There was something else I wanted to bring up here. By the way, we have, if you want to know the damage that this Irma is capable of, go to our website. There's 24 photos up there of the devastation this has already caused. And again, this is still steaming northwest through the Caribbean. And it is at a Cat 5 right now, and it's got gusts, I think, up to 220 mile an hour plus. Now, they're saying that there's not going to be any wind shear on this deal when this thing starts moving into the Florida area, which is not necessarily a good thing. But because it's passing so close to Cuba, that a little bit of that wind friction might slow this thing down to a Cat 4. Or it may slow down from a 5 to a 4, miss the southern tip of Florida, take a hard right once it clears the Florida Peninsula and the Keys, and go right up the west coast of Florida. And keep in mind, folks, what feeds these damn things is the warm Caribbean waters, as well as the Gulf. It's rather warm. So, you know, this thing has the capability of missing Florida and then turning back on it.
Where you will learn that packaging is all that heaven is. Got the little black car, the little black dress. We got the guru and the trainer and the full course dress. We got the software, hard drive, CD-ROM. We got the exploitation.com. We got the pages.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
By the way, go to republicbroadcasting.org and see what Defense Secretary James Mattis is up to. He seems to be one making the orders for ordering troops into Afghanistan. They're admitting to 11,000. Estimates have it right now up to 35,000. Got to protect those opium fields, those poppy fields. Mark in Georgia. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how are you doing, sir?
Hi. What's on your mind?
I was just wondering, what do you have planned for the 16th anniversary of the latest iteration of the war and all wars that never really ended? I think we both know that World War One didn't end. It just transitioned from a shooting war to a political economic war, back to a shooting war, back to the political economic war and back and forth and back and forth. And they were right. It was a war to end all wars. It just didn't end the way, and certainly not the way they claimed it did, right?
Well, no. I mean, I always refer to it as World War One, and then World War One Part Two.
No. And then the ongoing war against reason and morality by saying, but according to the official narrative, we're the good guys. And that's what I try to persuade people is, you don't think God sees through all these lies we're being told? And you think that it's conservative to protect the official lie from any kind of scrutiny or examination, as though you're so convinced that the official lie is true, but like these androgenic global warming advocates of, I don't know, I'm a heretic as far as they're concerned, but it's like, look, if you're not willing to have an honest discussion,
right,
an open, honest discussion, you're by default admitting
your
position.
Mark,
right?
Mark, you're only going to have that when you have an open and honest government run by statesmen,
yes,
according to law, and that's our republic,
right,
not this damn democracy that they've given us. And again,
yeah,
there's a lot of associated problems that can be put to rest. I had the gal on yesterday, Catherine Austin Fitz, and I was,
yes,
kind of amazed that we're not involved in a project at least suing the federal government to get rid of this private corporation that's run our economy into the ground. That would be,
right,
that to me, that would be a more effective and saner way to go after them and educate one hell of a lot of people about the middlemen and how they've raped this country stupid. Hey, Mark, I'm going to let you go. I got one more call to squeeze in here, and I appreciate it very much. All right.
Thank you.
Jim in Missouri. Hello, Jim.
Hey, John.
Yeah, Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, just quickly, I think Michael Rivero brought up last week about the Red Cross, and if I remember correctly, the new CEO, it's a female, and I think she might have come from Goldman Sachs, but they pay out about 62% of what they take in, and they're in the typical corporate structure where the CEOs and CFOs,
yep,
and all the big officers,
yep,
they're making $500,000 a year, as compared to the Salvation Army, which I think he said the highest salary paid by the Salvation Army is like $30,000.
And I think if memory serves, and I'm just pulling this off of the top of my head, I had once read that the Salvation Army, of all the proceeds that it takes in, it pays out 88-89%.
Actually, I think Michael said it was in the 90s.
Really? Well,
yeah,
and God bless him for doing it. And again, folks, here we have the establishment that wouldn't tell us the truth if somebody held a gun to their head, out there pushing this wonderful Red Cross. The hell with these people. I did like what Catherine Austin Fitz said yesterday. It's time for the shunning, mass shunning in America. All right. Hey, Jim, thanks for your call. We're out of time here. Appreciate it very much.
Have a good evening.
You too, sir. Go up to the website. Matt assigns deployment orders for more troops to Afghanistan. The 14, 15-year war that has not netted anything at all. And while you're up there, hit the donate button at the top of that page, folks. We've got to stay on the air.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.